Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
After decades in hiding, Australian fugitive James Dalamangas has fronted court in Patras in western Greece. Greek authorities allege Mr. Dalamangas had been living under a false identity at an off-the-grid property until he was arrested this week. He is wanted by Australian authorities over the death of George Giannopoulos, a father of two who was fatally stabbed while breaking up a fight at the Paraziana nightclub in Belmore in Sydney's southwest in 1999. Speaking outside the court, Mr. Dalamangas' lawyer, Nikos Apostolopoulos, says his client's Greek citizenship and the length of time since the alleged offence means extradition to Australia should not proceed.
Mr. Dalamangas is protected as a Greek citizen by the laws of the Greek state. The offence has been statute barred. Therefore, the claim is that its publication is not permitted under any circumstances.
Under Greek law, the statute of limitations for prosecution is 25 years. Solicitor Peter Salas, who is licensed to practice law in both Australia and Greece, says it's unlikely for this reason that Mr. Dalamangas will ever be prosecuted for murder in either country.
I believe that they don't have an option but to dismiss any charges and release him. But even in case the decision is something different, they have the right to appeal.
Mr. Salas says while Greece and Australia do share a 1991 extradition treaty, in this case it will likely have no impact.
I can see that there's an exception and it says that when the person who's extradition is requested, but according to either contracting state has become immune because of lapse of time, still cannot be extradited.
But he says Greek authorities are also alleging Mr. Dalamangas had been living under a false identity, which could result in a separate trial.
This is an offence that took place in Greece, so only the Greek law is applicable in this case. If he had a Greek ID, a forged Greek ID or a forged passport, I'm not sure what he had. But in case he has done something like this, yes, in that case, yes. Of course, the nature of this crime is not the same like the murder.
In a statement to SBS Greek, Mr. Giannopoulos' sister, Spiridula Giannopoulos, says she's still hopeful there will be accountability for her brother's death.
While today's arrest cannot undo the pain our family has endured since George Giannopoulos was taken from us in Sydney in 1999, it provides hope that justice may finally be within reach. We hope that the Australian and Greek governments will work together to ensure that James Dalamangas is returned to Australia to face the Australian judicial system.
She has thanked both Greek and Australian police for their enduring efforts.
Our family would like to express our sincere gratitude to the Greek authorities and the Hellenic police for their unwavering efforts over the past 27 years in pursuing this matter. We also wish to thank the Australian Federal Police, the New South Wales Police Force, for never giving up on George's case despite the passage of time. They continue to work tirelessly behind the scenes in pursuit of justice.
Outside the court in Patras, James Dalamangas broke his decades-long public silence to draw attention to a separate issue. In 1998, just a year before Mr. Giannopoulos was killed, James Dalamangas fronted media calling for justice after his brother Peter died after being restrained by security guards at a Sydney casino. Here's him speaking at the time.
I want to see some results, I want to see some justice, I want to see the truth. I don't want to see no cover-up, all we want is the truth.
Nearly 28 years later, Mr. Dalamangas alleges a police officer was responsible for his brother's death. As he left the court, he reportedly told local media,
"Let the world know the truth. They murdered my brother in 1998 at the casino, where Peter Dalamangas, 23 years old, was murdered."
No evidence has been presented to support this claim. A New South Wales police spokesperson has said the force has been encouraged by Mr. Dalamangas' arrest and that Australian authorities are continuing to engage with their counterparts in Greece. A decision about extradition will now be determined by Greece's Council of Appeals, according to his lawyer. Mr. Dalamangas is due to appear again in court later this week. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.